Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 14th. A Clarkton man was killed Sunday when his motorcycle crashed into an SUV. Raekwon Davis was traveling north when Delena Jessup of Elizabethtown attempted to turn left on a U.S. 701 business at town of Clarkton. Davis was traveling north at a high rate of speed and collided with the SUV. Jessup was transported to New Hanover Hospital. An attempted good deed turned tragic on Saturday at Lake Tabor. Ernest Lee Chavis, age 62, was attempting to retrieve a beach ball when he drowned off of Linwood Norris Road in a swimming area. His body was recovered around 6:30 p.m. Gregory Johnson will serve 15 to 20 years in prison for a 2023 standoff where he fired at law enforcement. Johnson took a plea deal in Columbus Superior Court on Thursday. He had threatened to kill Melissa Pickett and a juvenile. The mother and child fled the home, and Johnson began firing at officers responding to the domestic call. More animals have been removed from a Hallsboro home, and more charges are pending in the case. Deborah Dahl, age 70, is being held under a secured bond. She faces 93 counts of animal cruelty right now. The most recent raid on the home led to the seizure of two Highland cows and a pair of donkeys. 14 rabbits and dozens of dogs, ranging from Shih Tzus to King Corsos, have already been seized. A Tabor City area man has been charged for his role in the gunfight at Brookberry Apartments early on July 5th. Shamar Johnson, age 24, of Pine Circle Drive, is under a $20,000 secured bond on charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill and discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. County water customers have a new payment system. To pay by phone, call 877-776-3703. That's 877-776-3703. You can also go to edmundsgovpay.com/Columbus County. Don't worry, we'll have a link in the story. For more information, you can call 910-642-5237. The Carolyn High Memorial Library will host a blood drive on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, but you can sign up for an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org. The library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Wyville. Columbus County Animal Protective Services will bring the community and animals together for the Paul's Music and Moonlight event this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. There'll be live music, local vendors, food trucks, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. There's still room for more food trucks and vendors at the event. Anyone interested in donating decorations is asked to call 910-641-3945. For more information, you can also email animal.services@columbussheriff.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.